You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win was 12-5, now 7-2. And Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win was 9-1. That's been enhanced to 12-1. Southampton, Tom, still searching for their first win of the campaign. While Arsenal got 3 points against Watford with a strong first half display, doing the damage a couple of weeks ago. This is actually a fixture that Southampton have had success in recent times. They've won three and drawn two of their last six meetings with Arsenal, but most of that success has come at St Mary's. At the Emirates, they've scored just once in that last four visits and failed to score in their last three. And this is something we mentioned on podcasts in previous weeks, just wondering whether all those outgoings for Southampton finally catching up with them.
Yeah, and it's Arsenal versus the feeder club, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the players that have moved, you know, made that particular journey from Southampton to Arsenal. But yeah, we're in the same situation with Southampton. We're looking at Southampton's side with a new manager who've lost three of their most influential players, particularly Wanyama and Mane. I think they're really going to struggle without them. I don't think they're going to be a relegation team, but I just don't think they have necessarily that threat. They had a kind of three-pronged threat, didn't they? You know, with Tadic, with Mane, and with Pelle up front, who, you know, could hold up the ball well, particularly away from home at the Emirates. And while they have had a good record, you're right, the record has been at home. They've only scored one goal in the last four games at the Emirates. And although Arsenal can't really shake them off, they've only won one of the last six meetings against Southampton. This myth that Arsenal at home, you know, haven't been great against teams they should be beating. Teams outside the top eight, Arsenal have only lost two games. They've won nine and drawn one last season against teams outside the top eight. So their record's not bad. You know, they normally get the job done. But for Arsenal, again, there's too much still going on around that club. You know, Mustafa is a decent signing on deadline day. But I think they win the game. But I think if you're looking at a par scoreline for Arsenal in this kind of game, you're looking at 2-0 at 7-1. I don't think Southampton, a bit like they did at Manchester United, they never really posed a threat. And Manchester United sort of did it with these, could have won by more, but it's not Mourinho's style. And I think Arsenal, looking at them, I know they destroyed Watford and they were brilliant in that game. I think you're looking at sort of 2-0. It was low on goals last year. It was 0-0 in this particular fixture last season, but I can't see many, so I'll be backing under 2.5 goals, but I'm going to go for an Arsenal 2-0 victory.
Arsenal 2-0 is in the betting at 7-1, under 2.5 match goals, by the way. That's in the market at even money. Arsenal versus Southampton, Derek. I think I'd rather take a chance on Southampton at one of these sort of prices than at home when they've against a lesser club when they've been sent off 8-13.
Exactly. I mean, and the Southampton are a team I always back away from home at fancy prices, especially at Arsenal. Okay, they didn't score there last season, and yeah, they probably didn't lay a glove on Man United in that early game this season. But I was actually impressed with 80% of their play. It's just that they did lack a goal threat. But they looked a tidy side despite the departures. And they're not going to be easy. This is not going to be an easy game for Arsenal. And Arsenal almost wanted, almost as low as 1-2, 6-10. Sorry, I'm not touching that. I don't think any serious punter will. It's way too short. The beatable Arsenal. You mentioned Mesut Ozil in the enhanced odds. I'm not surprised your odds compilers are putting him in because he hasn't scored a goal at the Emirates since December. He's supposedly one of the best attacking midfielders in Europe. What a joke. Southampton 9-2. I'm tempted. I'm sorely tempted because they're a side that can go anywhere and get a result. But it's just the fact that they didn't look potent enough that puts me off. That. What I will do, though, is go for Southampton with a goal start at 11-8. Because I just want to be against Arsenal in this fixture.
Mesut Ozil, Derek, he's an assists man. That's what he does.
Yeah. He got a load of assists at Real Madrid, and his assisting, all they were was passing to Ronaldo on the halfway line, and then Ronaldo beating 11 men.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.